A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Good morning. Welcome. Beautiful morning in Johannesburg. A little bit chilly, but we've had wonderful weather. And I'm sure you all enjoyed your Yom Tovim. They're all behind us now. I mean, for the last 4 weeks, 3 days in a row. A little bit tiring, but thank God for that. Now, just to remind you that a little later on, after my show this morning at 10 o'clock, I'll be on the radio with Sue Jackson, and we are going to talk all about Jan Smuts. Now, just to come back to those, unfortunately, who passed away during the week, there was Sandra Havenga, Myra Goldblum, Jeanette Cohen, Bernice Sussman, Dennis Jacobson, Joseph Lazarus, Glenn Phillips, and Eric Roy Jacobson. So we want to wish all the respective families Chaim Tovim Arukim, and may they have no further sorrow. Now, this past Shabbos, we started reading Bereshit, and you know my pet subject is history, and of course a lot of people criticize and say, who's interested in history? What was? And of course, we started to read what happened 3,000 years ago. And you know, every time you look into the Chumash, you'll always find something new that you missed the year before or that you didn't know. So it's very important to know your history. And I'm just going to read something now that I received from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. Remember, he was the chief rabbi of the British Empire. And it's called Judaism's Life-Changing Ideas. What is Judaism? A religion of faith, a way of life, a set of beliefs, a collection of commands, a culture, a civilization. Is it all these? But is it emphatically something more? It is a way of thinking, a constellation of ideas, a way of understanding the world and our place within it. Judaism contains life-changing ideas. To few people think that faith in these terms. We know that Torah contains 613 commandments. We know that Judaism has beliefs. Maimonides formulated them as the 13 principles of Jewish faith. But these are not all that Judaism is, nor are they what is most distinctive about it. I could go on, I will a little later on and talk about it. So I just wanted to reiterate this, because Judaism is history. Now, I want to give an example. Yesterday, I had Yortzeit for my late father, who passed away 60 years ago, and I was talking to a few of the Rabbonim at the Beis Din, and I mentioned this to them, and I said, what other religion, what other nation will remember their parents or their husbands or wife or sibling who passed away 60 years ago? We light candles every year. I've been lighting Yortzeit candles for 60 years and saying Kaddish for 60 years. I remember the late Rabbi Alois Atzal telling me when his mother died he was a very young boy, he was about 9 years old, and he'd been saying Kaddish for his mother for over 70 years. So that's the difference between Judaism and the other religions. I'm not sure, but we're the only ones who perpetuate, who keep that memory alive. And that is what is called history. Because if you don't know your past, you don't have a future. I'll continue a little later on with Rabbi Sachs's comments. But now I want to mention something very important, and I'm going to also play music from it. Oshi Tuchanaft, I'm sure many of you know, he was the Chazan at Sydenham Shul. He's going to go to Australia during the month of November, and he's got a program, a tour there, and it's called In the Spirit of Celebration 60, Voices Africa to Israel and Beyond. It's going to be a world premiere of a new brand show. It's conceived and created and starring Oshi Tuchanaft with the Celebration Singers. 24 international performers and musicians on stage. The musical director is Brian Schimmel, and it's introducing a black group called Black Yogurt. And this will be on the 19th of November, 2017, 6:30 p.m., 20th November, 2:30 p.m. at the Moriah College. And you can book now on 0403-051-102 or www.voicesoshiaustralia.com.au. And all proceeds are going to charity. Now, why I'm mentioning this now, because I do have a listenership in Australia, and I'd like them to mention it to all the expats in Australia so they could start advertising it and booking. It promises to be an outstanding concert. And remember, Oshi's been all over the world. He toured many times, and he's very, very popular and outstanding performer. And during the course of this morning's program, I'm going to play music from Oshi's latest CD called Reflections. I have played it before, one or two, but we'll continue with that. Now, I just want to talk about Oshi Tuchanaft himself. I've known the Tuchanaft family for the past 50 years when they lived in Clip Street in Observatory. I remember Oshi as a young little boy singing in the Shul Sirildeen Choir. The conductor then in those days was Norsen Balaikin. The chazan was Junger Levy. I'm sure many of our Sirildeen listeners will remember. And then later on there was Chazan Cohen. And then Oshi, after Chazan Balaikin left and Oshi got older, he became the choir master of the Sirildeen Choir for many years, and then he left afterwards and went to become the choir master at the Sydenham Hallensmoor Shul and subsequently the chazan of the Sydenham Shul. Now, Oshi studied under the tutelage of the late Shlomo Mandel. I'm sure many of you remember him from the Berea Shul. And I don't think you could have got a better teacher than Shlomo Mandel. And I also want to mention Oshi's late brother, David, who unfortunately was killed in a car accident. And I remember it like today in 1973. It was the 25th anniversary, the Yom HaTzmaut, of the State of Israel. And David was in Durban or going to Durban or coming back, I can't remember exactly, and he was killed in a car smash. And David also had a beautiful voice. And so that is, and then I remember the parents very well, the late Willie and Dusha. They were very, very close friends of the late Rabbi Dr. Dennis and Marsha Isaacs. We used to visit their home quite regularly, and The Tuchanaft family really made their mark in this community. I used to see the late Willie every morning when I used to daven at the Sirildeen Shul every morning. He was a Cohen, of course, and he used to, when he used to duchen, it was absolutely beautiful. What a lovely voice he had as well. So I'll come back to the program called Voices, Africa to Israel, in a few moments. I'll give you some more details. So we're now going to take an ad break, and then thereafter we're going to play a track from Oshi's new album called Reflections, and it's called Every Time I Look at You.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, that was Oshi Tuchanaft from singing from his new CD called Reflections. And why I played it, and I'm going to play a few more as well, he's going to have a tour in Australia in the spirit of celebration, 60 Voices, Africa to Israel and beyond. I'll give a few more details a little later on. But I just want to read the introduction to the CD. I've chosen songs for this album which are a reflection of life. They are timeless compositions. They speak of joy and sadness, of pain and happiness, the love that we have and the love that we have lost, our fears, our hopes, our dreams. They are a musical tapestry of our lives. I dream, time cannot erase the memories and the love. It will lead you back to me, and I'll still be here waiting, dreaming of your return. This album was dedicated to his loving wife, who passed away, Karen, to my children, Dahlia, David, Jonathan, and Aviva. So I'll give you more details a little later on. Now, also, just to remind you, after my program this morning, I will still be on air with Sue Jackson. We're going to talk about Jan Smuts, Jan Christen Smuts, remember, the Prime Minister of South Africa, and his wife, Izzy. Now, I also started off the program with quoting from Rabbi Sacks, because this past Shabbat, we started to read from the beginning, Bereshit, which is history 3,000 years ago. And I want to read you something else which is so relevant to our times today throughout the world, and particularly in South Africa. Judaism was and remains a dazzling original way of thinking about life. Take one of the most favorite examples, the American Declaration of Independence, 1776, and its most important sentence. We hold these truths be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is arguably the most important sentence in the history of modern politics. It was Abraham Lincoln who was referring to the opening of the Gettysburg Address when he said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. The irony of this sentence is that these truths are very far indeed from being self-evident. They would have sounded absurd to Plato and Aristotle, both of whom, listen to this, who believe that not all men are created equal and therefore they do not have equal rights. They were only self-evident to someone brought up in a culture that had been deeply internalized in the Hebrew Bible. And the revolutionary idea set out in its first chapter that we are each, regardless of color, culture, class, or creed, in the image and the likeness of God. This is one of Judaism's world-changing ideas. And this is so relevant today, particularly in South Africa, when you have all these racial incidents which are going out. Everyone, have your lead the book of Bereshit, and you look at it very carefully, you'll come across this. Everyone is created in the image of God. Everyone is equal. So I hope that this message gets through to everyone. Now also, I'll go back to Oshie in a few moments. I did speak about his family and his life and the tour. And I also want to mention that on Friday morning, I'm going to, in my program, Reflections of the Past, have what we call a post-mortem. Now, if you're on the Chagim. Now, if you've got any comments or anything, you can please text 34519, or you can call us on 074-654-7335. More than welcome. And if you want to advertise any event of your community, your shul, your organization, please feel free to text me, as I said, 34519, or you can send an email to isaac@chai.co.za, and I will gladly give it the publicity. Now, just to get back to the tour in Australia with Oshie Tukunov, I'm going to read you the background to this. It's very, very important. Every musical journey begins with a dream, and when this dream converges into reality, the results can be breathtaking. Such is the story of Voices. a cross-cultural musical performance that showcases South Africa's finest talents. For the first time ever, Voices will be presented in Perth, Melbourne and Sydney between the 14th and the 20th of November. Conceived and created by Oshi Tuchanaf, Voices is a musical journey that merges the melodies, harmonies and rhythms of Israel, Africa and the world. Oshi is no stranger to cross-cultural interpretation and integration. He was the creator of the world-renowned show Celebration, which was performed to great acclaim and standing ovations in South Africa, Canada, the USA, the Royal Festival Hall in London, and in Australia. Part of Voices' allure is its offbeat fusion of Hebrew, English, and African music that, when blended, emerges as a different genre of music altogether. To achieve this unique sound, Oshi had enlisted the talents of renowned composer Professor Jean Zirel Rudolph, I'm sure many you know, and South Africa's foremost musical director and arranger, Brian Schimmel, as well as the leading musical arrangers Dan Selsick, Dean Salan, to produce an original and captivating arrangement. Now, I'll go on a little later on, but I just want to mention that they're going to take with them a wonderful black group. Oshie has partnered. Its trend is contemporary boy bands, Black Yogurt, who are accompanied by top musicians and backing vocalists, taking the South African music scene to storm. Black Yogurt is a cover band that was established and managed by Owen Lanzar, who has been a choreographer and director for the past 24 years. The talented group consists of Sean McGrath, Donovan Yards, and Utumelengta Shabani, and their distinctive singing style extends to light classics, cover songs, urban pop music by such artists as Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, and Sam Smith. So this is going to be a wonderful concert, and why I've mentioned that is because to take a black group with them overseas to Australia to sing Hebrew songs and as well as African music. Promises to be a wonderful, wonderful concert. Please contact all the expats in South Africa. Let them know about it. If you want any further details, you can contact me on HiveM. You can text 34519, or you can go on to www.voicesoshiaustralia.com.au. And it takes place between the 19th, the 14th and 20th of November in Australia. Now, in a few moments, we're taking a break, and then I'm going to play another track from Oshi's album, and it is called Yesterday When I Was Young.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back. I've just tuned in. I played another track from Oshi Tuganov's new CD, Reflections, called Yesterday When I Was Young. Now, I got a texture from Becky. Becky, I will send you an app, but just to tell you that the concert's going to take place as follows. In Perth, on the 14th of November, at the Churchlands Auditorium. In Melbourne, on the 16th of November, at the Caulfield Synagogue. And on the 19th and 20th November, Moriah College in Sydney. But I will text you all these details a little later on. And you mentioned you have a nephew and cousins living in Australia. Just let me know if you can text where they are, and I'll try and arrange something for them as well. Now, I was talking a little bit earlier that I'm going to be on the air a little bit later on with Sue Jackson talking about Jan Smuts and his wife Izzy. I just want to mention, you know, we started reading Bereshit again, and if you look at the Herz's Chumash, he quotes quite a lot from J.C. Smuts, General Smuts. Remember, General Smuts was a very, very religious person, a very holistic. And General Smuts made a statement when they formed the League of Nations after the First World War, which was ended after 1918, they formed the League of Nations. Smuts made the following quotations. He said, "Did you know a great visionary 3,000 years ago already had the idea of a League of Nations?" And he was referring to the prophet Isaiah. And I forgot the chapter at the moment. It'll come back to me. I'll tell you which chapter it is, Isaiah, and you'll actually read and see he prophesies when all nations will get together. And don't forget, we do have, when they had the Sanhedrin, 70 different languages were spoken, and they all were there as well. So that was General Smuts. He was also a very, very great supporter of the Jews. He wanted a homeland for the Jews. Remember, he supported Lord Balfour in 1917. This year, in a few weeks' time, on the 17th of November, it'll be 100 years since the Balfour Declaration. And also, he was a great friend of Chaim Weizmann, who later became the first president of the state of Israel. But we'll talk about later when I'm with Sue Jackson in the studio. Now, just to go back again, when I spoke about Lord Chief Rabbi Emeritus Sachs, who quoted and said that in Judaism, we have, regardless of color, culture, class, or creed, we're all created in the image and likeness of God. And he states this is one of Judaism's world-changing ideas. So I'm just going to read one more paragraph from this wonderful text that he has put out. "We also see from this example that you can have an idea, formulate it in words, and declare it to the world. But you may still struggle to internalize it, and you may have to fight to make it real. Thomas Jefferson, who drafted the Declaration of Independence, was a slave owner. Evidently, he did not include black people or slaves in his phrase 'all men.' 87 years later, when Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address, America was fighting a civil war over that issue." And Chasvah Haleva in South Africa too. This racial hatred, these racial statements should fall away. We're all one nation today. And as I said, everyone is created in the image of Hashem. So if you've got any comments, any texts, please feel free to text me 3419 34519, or you can call us on 074-654-7335. You can send me an email at isaac@chai.co.za. And please, if you want me to advertise any of your events, social, shul events, organizational events, etc., and Brit Milah or weddings, chasanas, engagement, feel free as well. I'd be more than happy to do so for you. To remind you, on Friday morning, we're going to have reflections of the past, and I will have guests in the studio, and we're going to talk post-mortem, because we've had 4 weeks in a row. A lot has happened. I've heard a lot of wonderful stories about the Yom Tovim, etc., and the events, the Simchat Torah dinners, the Chosen Torahs, the Chosen Bereshits, etc. So feel free to contact me as well if you want to add anything. And on Sunday, we've got the Art of the Cantor, and I've got some wonderful new music that's arrived. I'll be playing that as well. Now, I'm going to play one more track today from the Oshi Tuchanav disc, and that is going to be called Because. Now, remember, the song Because of You was made famous by a very, very famous tenor. Let's see if you can remember his name, a Jewish tenor, and also another wonderful singer as well. He took the part of Enrico Caruso, Let's see if you know the names. You can text 34519. Oshetuchanov, because.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Well, if you just tuned in, I played a track from the new CD by Oshetuchanov called Reflections, Because. And I put out the question, what two famous singers made this musical or this tune famous? The one was a cantor, and also he sang other music as well. He did visit South Africa. And the other one was a famous opera singer, and he acted and sang in a film about the life of Enrico Caruso. So if you do know, you can please text 34519, or you can call 074-654-7335. And I'm going to just mention to you, that, of course, that on this Friday, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos as well. And the month is called Mar Cheshvan. And I'll put out that question as well. Why is it called Mar Cheshvan? So if you do know, please text 34519. Why is it called the month of Mar Cheshvan? This Friday is Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos as well. And don't forget, Friday morning we have Reflections of the Past between 9 and 10. And I'm going to have a post-mortem of some of the wonderful events, Chagim, that took place this past month. Right, we got a text straight away here from why it's called Mar Cheshvan. It says, a bitter month. That's quite right. You know why? There's not a single yontif or festival during the whole month of Cheshvan. So they call it Mar Cheshvan. And then, of course, straight from there we go to Kislev, where we will have the Chanukah. Now, I'm just waiting for the other two answers, and that is the names of the two singers. I've got the one which is correct. The one is Mario Lanza. Remember, he sang and he took the part of Enrico Caruso, one of the finest opera singers ever. But he's got another name here, Eddie Fischner. No, that's correct. Incorrect. I want the name of the famous singer who was also sang as a chazan. His brother-in-law also was in South Africa, also a chazan, and he appeared here in Johannesburg on the Colosseum stage. Do you remember the old Colosseum cinema, or Bioscope we used to call it? Wonderful cinema. Remember, you had, and you looked up the ceiling, you saw the stars in the ceiling flashing. They had that magnificent stage with a festoon curtain, not a curtain which opened from like open going left and going right. It raised up, it was unbelievable. And you had that famous orchestra pit with a famous conductor when he came up, and everybody would absolutely go crazy to see him with his long white hair conducting that Colosseum orchestra. And let's see if our listeners know who that was. So if you do know, text 34519. So there's just two questions outstanding. Who was the famous Jewish chazan, whose brother-in-law also a chazan, both had been to South Africa, who made the song Because very, very well-known and famous? And what was the name of the conductor at the Colosseum Theatre when he came up? The stage rose from the orchestra pit with a long white hair conducting with his baton. Really, it was unbelievable. Right, so we've got here, we've got the right answer. We've got Jan Pierce. He was at the City Hall. He was at the Colosseum as well. And his brother-in-law was, I'm sure many of you remember, Richard Tucker. Both of them sang as chazonim, but unfortunately, they did not sing in a Orthodox still in Johannesburg or South Africa, because they used to sing in opera, and they did star on a Friday night at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. So the Beth Din said they wouldn't allow them to sing in an Orthodox shul. Now, I just want the name of that famous conductor of the Colosseum. I'm sure many of you remember him, long white hair, And they really always used to get a standing ovation. And you remember the other cinemas, they had the organists like Ken Espen and Jack Dowell. And that was at the either 20th Century or the Metro, or you went to the Plaza. But here I got the right answer. Charles Manning, 101% correct. Charles Manning, what a wonderful conductor that was. So that all that remains for me is to remind you that in another 10 minutes or so, I'm on the air with Sue Jackson, and we're going to talk all about Jan Christian Smuts and his wife Izzy, and I'll give you some interesting information for him. As I mentioned earlier, he was a very good friend of the Jews, supported the Balfour Declaration, had a close relationship with Chaim Weizmann, and is often quoted in the Herzl's Chumash about Jewish contribution to civilization, because he was a very religious and holistic man. Thanks to Craig for controlling. Remind you, Friday 9 to 10, Reflections of the Past. Sunday evening, 4 to 5 afternoon, The Art of the Cantor. And we'll speak to you in a few moments.